Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. Today, we play some hit music from Kacey Musgraves' album, Same Trailer, Different Park. And we also answer a question from China about the American flag. But first, we visit a school near Washington where students try to observe Earth Day every day. The world celebrates Earth Day every year on April 22nd. But one school in Potomac, Maryland, tries to honor Earth Day every day. Very young children are learning about the environment and taking action to show their love for the Earth. Karen Leggett has our story.
A child's world is the world of playing. They love being outside in the open air, chasing each other, sliding and swinging on playground equipment. But children at St. James Children's School also add to that fun by observing worms and picking up trash in the schoolyard. Inside, they learn to save water and electricity. They also recycle and reuse. And every spring, they get the soil ready to plant flowers and vegetables in the school garden. The children at St. James range from 6 weeks to 6 years old. The environmental study begins at age 2. Rebecca Boker teaches the children the importance of taking care of the earth.
If children learn it early on, when they're younger, it will become a part of their daily lives, not something that they have to think twice about. It should be something that everyone does. That way, it becomes an integral part of their daily routines.
Boker says every day at St. James is Earth Day. She points to books in all the classrooms and in the library. Most contain materials that urge children to do something to help the environment and protect the earth. St. James children observe the growth of plants from seeds to sprouts in cups kept in the classroom. Then they watch the plants continue to grow after placing them in the garden.
What happens if the water has chemicals in it?
Then the plant wouldn't grow.
It would die.
It could go down and then go back into the ground.
Right, it may.
The students also observe the life cycle of butterflies and other insects and learn about rain and sea life. St. James also has a special rain garden and a compost container. And administrators try to use as much recycled material as possible. For example, there are rugs made of recycled tires in all the classrooms. But do these very young children really get the message that their teachers try to communicate? Ms. Boker says yes.
Oh, they do. They totally understand.
Imagine how that fish feel when they're swimming around and see your trash floating around at the beach. Would that be fun for them?
No.
No.
On April 22nd, the kids at St. James will go out to the school's garden for the yearly cleanup. But for them, Earth Day will continue for the school days ahead as well.
Now, a question from China. Zhang Min, who calls herself Amy, wants to know about the history of the American flag. The United States of America began as 13 British colonies. Each colony had its own flag. but the colonists created a common flag to fight under during the Revolutionary War against Britain. This flag looked a lot like the American flag today. It had 13 red and white stripes for the 13 colonies. It had a blue square in the upper left corner. Inside the blue area were the red cross and white lines of the British flag. On July 4, 1776, the American colonists declared their independence. The United States of America was born. The Continental Congress of the new nation approved a new flag on June 14, 1777. The 13 red and white stripes remained, but 13 white stars replaced the British flag inside the blue area. The stars represented, in the words of Congress, a new constellation. In 1818, American lawmakers approved a law that said a new star would be added to the flag for each new state. Today, there are 50 states and 50 white stars on the flag. Francis Hopkinson, a delegate to the Continental Congress, said he designed the flag. Most historians accept this claim. Just about every American knows the story that a woman named Betsy Ross made the first American flag. Betsy Ross was from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She made flags for many years and was the official flag maker for the Pennsylvania Navy. But this is how she came to be known as the maker of the first American flag. In 1870, a grandson of Betsy Ross, William Canby, wrote a paper about her. He wrote that when he was 11 years old, his grandmother told him the story of how she made the first United States flag. She told him a committee led by George Washington came to see her in June of 1776. The men asked Betsy Ross to make a flag based on a design they gave her. The stars had 6 points, but Ross suggested that stars with 5 points would be easier to sew. During the Revolutionary War, several other people were also known to have made flags for the new nation. Among them were Cornelia Bridges and Rebecca Young of Pennsylvania, and John Shaw of Maryland. The American flag has been called different names, including Stars and Stripes, Old Glory, and Star-Spangled Banner, and it is officially celebrated on June 14th. In 1949, President Harry Truman declared that date as Flag Day. Casey Musgraves started in the music industry in 2007 as a competitor on the television show Nashville Star. However, years followed and no major record company appeared interested in the country singer-songwriter. Last year, that changed when she signed an agreement with Mercury Records. Her first album with that label came out last month. Same Trailer, Different Park is a big hit for Musgraves and Mercury. Kelly Jean Kelly has more.
If you ain't got 2 kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park.
is Casey Musgrave's song, Merry-Go-Round. The single sold more than 500,000 digital copies in the past 7 months. It also earned 3 Academy of Country Music Award nominations. Critics are comparing Casey Musgraves to another Texan musician, Miranda Lambert, and the two are connected in another way. Musgraves co-wrote Lambert's current top 10 country song, Mama's Broken Heart.
Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady, cause I raise you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Casey Musgraves helped write all 12 songs on Same Trailer, Different Park. The 24-year-old says emotions guide her work.
I love observing things, whether it's myself or other people. It's kind of my favorite just to like find inspiration and then zone in on that and figure out the little facets in that idea. I'm just inspired by emotion of every kind, and I want the record to reflect just well-rounded emotions. Like, I didn't want it to be, the overall tone to be angry or sad, or I think there's elements of everything on there.
Same Trailer, Different Park entered Billboard magazine's country music list at number 1, and it was number 2 on the top 200 albums chart. The record is a mix of musical styles, including country, pop, blues, and rock.
Woke up on the wrong side of rock bottom. You're all out of pennies and the well is done run dry.
Critics have praised Musgraves' songwriting. The Washington Post called it some of the most straightforward storytelling you could ever ask of a dozen country tunes.
I hope when people hear Same Trailer, they will obviously love it, but also I hope they connect in some way. I mean, if I can make somebody feel something, then, you know, I feel like I've done my job as a songwriter.
We leave you with Casey Musgraves performing Blowin' Smoke from her new album, Same Trailer, Different Park.
Between a lunch and dinner rush, Kelly caught that outbound bus to Vegas. We're all out here talking trash, making bets, lips wrapped around our cigarettes. She always thought she was too good to be a waitress. Well, we all say that we'll quit someday. When a ship comes in, we'll just sail away. We just blow smoke. Hey, yeah, we just blow.
June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Mary Morningstar and Carlina Omkos provided additional reporting. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Okay, I'm just blowing.